The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Past 7 after the hour, Friday. Let's get some energy into Friday, the last Friday of July. A week from today is the 1st of August. August, then September, then October, then November, then yippee, December. And then it starts all...
Hey, it is the 25th. It's Christmas in July.
It is.
Like it.
Christmas.
Let's have some Christmas carols today, you think?
All right, yeah, let's have Christmas music. We can do that later on. Jennifer Horn wants Christmas music. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Jennifer Horn. Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha!
Ken Kessler, who feeling better today. So we're here to examine, as we often do on Fridays, the items of interest for this past week. Things that have rung many of our bells. Collectively, that's not a really good bell. I got a better bell over here.
Okay. That's a better bell.
Ring your bell. You may find that you have an abundance of strength today in your brain. That's because you've been paying attention to us in our conversations this week on the Good Day program, although there hasn't been a lot of good stuff, and we find that often be the case, too. How do we make cherries out of, a rotten banana? Changing rotten bananas to sweet-tasting cherries. That's what we try to do here with the information. Three jetliner crashes this week. One in Western Africa yesterday, that Air Algérie plane. It wasn't their plane. It was a plane from Swift Air or wherever it came from. And MD-80 down, 116 people lost in that one. The Malaysian Airlines shoe being shot down. And then there was a plane that crashed somewhere with 46 people on it. I've forgotten where that... Kenny, do you remember where that took place off the, it was in the back of my head. And then that kid that was Taiwan, that's right, thank you. Just after a big typhoon in Taiwan, a plane crashed. And then there's the story of that 17-year-old who was lost near Pago Pago. He was trying to make the world record, he and his father flying around the world. He was actually flying the plane, and it crashed. That was the end of that. So it was a two-engine, I think it was a Cessna or something like that. Imagine they had to, by its very nature, that plane doesn't have oxygen, so it has to stay below 10,000 feet. That ran into some weather, I think, someplace. So that was what I remember seeing. So anyway.
But I did, here's the good news.
Yes.
Brian Williams last night on his big news program said there's still only a 1 in 25 million chance that she'll actually be a victim of a plane crash.
So, oh, yeah.
There you go.
Just because these things happen in threes, isn't that kind of weird, too?
It's weird, but you can fly, he said, what did you say? You fly every day for 60,000 years, and then you'd have a plane crash, I guess.
Well, it is. It's topical and good conversationally. It is. You know, you run into certain circumstances where it's, and most of the circumstances when you're in a big city, especially Los Angeles, New York. Heavens, look what happened here in was it New York? No, this was in California yesterday. Was it yesterday? This woman, the pregnant woman, was on her way to the hospital, but she couldn't get to the hospital because the Obama motorcade shut down the street.
Isn't that great? Yeah, that was in L.A.
Yeah, that was in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
What day was that?
I think
Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was Wednesday. Wednesday. Okay. That was. But wasn't he there? Didn't we talk about him being there on Monday, too?
No, that was his. We thought he was here, but that was his. No, I don't know if that was Marine One you saw, but I know that the Secret Service have been crawling over. From what I hear, they've been all over the place. So you probably saw some kind of government, something or other.
Yeah. Anyway, the pregnant woman was with her spouse. Witnesses say two LAPD officers on the scene. Woman was in labor. Ambulance was called to the scene. The news people talked to this woman. Asked not to, she wanted not to be on camera. She was out of breath. She was in active labor.
Yeah, and she's just across the street from the hospital, too. Right. Just wouldn't let her,
wouldn't
go
let
across.
Her across the street, yeah. That's the part of the real stupidity of
you
the ordinary.
You'd think they'd give her an escort or something if they were really worried about
Her. Well, stop the president. He's more important than this woman being in labor? No, he isn't. It wouldn't make any difference who the president was. He's not that important. This woman's having a baby. And I would guess that were Obama to have known, or anybody that has any common sense, that this was going on, he would have said to them, stop,
I think
let the woman cross the street.
Anybody would have.
Right. I mean, he may not be the best president, but he's not, he's not a cur, although some people think that he is, but he's not. He's just not a good president. Anyway, that has been, but somebody going through a situation like this, isn't that amazing? It just is the lack of common sense. Woo!
So funny. You can see pictures of this woman, and she's actually sitting on the bench. It's almost like she's trying to keep the baby inside.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time. My sister had a baby in the car.
No,
a lot of people have
really?
Babies. Yeah. A lot of people have babies in cars or on the street.
My rule is if you're very pregnant, we don't ride the elevators together because it happens on every sitcom. That elevator gets jammed, then I have to give birth to your baby. Not going to happen.
Really, every sitcom. What sitcom? What's the most recent sitcom that happened in?
I don't know. I don't know. Three's Company. Really? It's a Three's Company type thing.
Mm-hmm. Here's a story as I look back at the week and think about the situation that hasn't really changed much. Maybe I should just say to you, as you look over the things that are on our poll today, every Friday, we list the top 10 talk topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. And then you tell us what you think the number one, for you, what was the number one issue? What made the most impact on you this week? Was it the Gaza violence, the Israelis versus Hamas? Was it the downing of Flight 17? Was it the immigration situation? And these numbers, by the way, I heard somebody, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, talking about last year the average was, the whole year there was 6,000, and this year there have been 50 or 60,000. Did I hear that number correctly?
I think the 6,000 number was a few years ago, but that was the most recent number.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah, it was 6,000 to a whole
year in
July.
All right. So is it really the fact that it's easier and that the president and people in power right now are making it easier for these people to come and the rumors go back to Honduras and the rumors go back to Guatemala and the rumors go back to El Salvador? Hey, it's open season now. You can come. And it's like a Kmart special. So let's go to the border
and
let's charge.
Or is just getting so overrun that it's desperation? What do you think?
Well, that's a good question. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, because you were under the weather yesterday, we didn't pay as much attention to social media. So what are the comments if they continue on the immigration situation?
Let's see. Floyd says we should put armed troops along the border with orders to work with local police and militia to apprehend all illegal crossings. Mm. If fired upon by any illegals, they should return fire until the hostiles are decimated.
Really?
Huh.
And what era did this guy come from? Is that Middle East or medieval?
Yeah, he's protecting the borders.
Yeah. I would like to think that there was some way of doing it. We have gone so far, let it get so bad, it's hard to imagine that we could turn the stem the tide, or turn things around. It really is. Unless you have wholesale war against the Mexicans, stand at the border with a sniper and start shooting everybody. Otherwise, they're just going to keep coming. Take over Mexico. But you're not going to stop this. It's a waste of effort, time, money, all of it. Okay, what's next?
Margaret says, we need to close our borders with fences, military, drones, whatever it takes, once and for all.
No. Yes, but no. It isn't going to work. It isn't going to stop. No matter what, we can spend all the money in the world, build all the fences in the world. They're going to figure out a way to get here. Just like the Palestinians or Hamas has dug all those tunnels right underneath the Israelis' noses, hundreds of tunnels.
You want to know how you'll be, I mean, short of taking over Mexico, you want to know how you could really make this stop?
How?
If you implement a flat tax. or a sales tax. Yep. Because if they were actually coming here and paying the fair share of living here, they wouldn't come here. I mean, right now, you're coming here under the radar. You're living here for free and taking advantage of the services. You know, that's a pretty sweet deal. But if you actually have to pay the taxes that you and I pay, Dougie, then maybe you wouldn't be so quick to come over here.
That's a great idea, Jennifer.
You do that, and also I think most of us wouldn't care as much because they would be paying.
Yeah, you'd be paying.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is, everybody, you know, looks at you and says, well, you're a car, you want to send all those kids back. No, I mean, the ideas are that the states are just, there's no more money to function. There's no more money for services, for schools, for all of that. You actually have people coming here and paying. It's not quite the problem that it is now.
Mm-mm. No, that's a great idea. Very good idea, Jennifer.
Thanks. You know what?
I'm proud of you.
And seen. Friday. Going home.
It is. No, you can't go home. You don't have to go home. You're already home. 888-302-3684. Speaking of polls, yesterday our question had to do with how you like your eggs, because our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, had posted a question about eggs and where to get them and what kind of eggs you find in various stores and stuff. So the winner of the poll, how you like your eggs, 46% of you said you like them scrambled best. 26 said over easy. Ah, disgusting.
Yucky.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you.
10% said fried, 9% said poached, 8% said hard-boiled, 2% said they don't like eggs. I don't blame you for that. I don't much like them myself. 18 half the hour on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty response.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples No. 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store or staples.com for details.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
I'm Pam McKissick, CEO of Williams & Williams. You know, luxury has nothing to do with dollars. Some mansions are nothing more than square footage, and some cottages are exquisitely designed. That's why our luxury home division focuses on more than cost to build. We look at uniqueness, historic value, architectural integrity. So whether your home is worth $500,000 or $5 million, if it deserves luxury treatment, call Williams & Williams at 1-800-826-7830. That's 1-800-826-7830.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Michael Jackson and the Jax 5. Crank it up, Michael. Come on. Gary, Indiana, where Michael Jackson and the Jackson family were from. Plans are in the works to name a school after Michael Jackson and Gary. The school board approved a memorandum of understanding with Michael's mother, Catherine. The agreement that Jackson signed last month says the district seeks to honor Michael and to inspire children in the arts and education.
All right, is naming a school after Michael Jackson the best thing?
Well, what's wrong with that?
It's not a preschool.
Well, okay.
Right. The first 11 years of his life he spent in Gary, and then they moved to California.
But, you know, just with all the hoopla surrounding him and his relationship with children.
That may be it. Yeah, there are some people who say, well, he molested children.
I didn't say that.
But all those charges
never
were dropped in one way. They never found a thing.
Yeah, I think that Kenny's right. I think it's probably a good idea. I wouldn't mind that off. If I were on the school board, I'd vote for that. I would vote for that. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. During this portion of the program, at this time, usually we go back through, we comb through the monologues. And as I said yesterday, many of them of late from the late night shows haven't been very funny. I got an email from Jennifer's father who said, "You're right."
Yep.
Anyway, and we all think that Conan is something that he wasn't before. I think he's found his stride, if you will. So let's start our late night review with Conan O'Brien.
Snoop Lion, formerly Snoop Dogg,
of course.
Like I have to explain
exactly.
That. But now he's called Snoop Lion.
Uh-huh.
Snoop Lion's in the news. Snoop Lion claimed that he once smoked pot in the White House. He's saying he smoked pot in the White House. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Yes. Yeah, then his friends told him that wasn't the White House. It was a white castle with an American flag.
The New York Times is reporting that Montana Senator John Walsh actually plagiarized at least 25% of his master's thesis in grad school. Oh, yeah. Walsh totally denies it and said, "I am not a crook. And ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." Mission accomplished.
Cleared everything up.
Obama, I was surprised by this, but you got to have a place to live. President Obama and his family have purchased a house in Southern California out there by Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Huge, a sprawling estate. It's called the Obama Rosa. He bought the place for when he retires. I thought he retired after the first term. But no, he's still there.
Today, the Prime Minister of Ukraine announced his resignation. He said he wants to spend more time fleeing Ukraine. Just a little more time. Just wants a little more time to flee Ukraine.
All right, there's Seth Meyers, before that David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon. Actually, they were better today than they were yesterday. That's, you got to pick and choose sometime. Whereabouts in, is it in Palm Springs proper? Where did Obama buy
Rancho Mirage. He didn't buy it, but he was looking at it, which is south of Palm Springs.
I know, yeah. So there, well, there's always kind of
there's
a charge, right, exactly. There's always a charge to try to figure out where to go after you get out of the White House, and how do you have some privacy or whatever. What will Obama do? He'll be, what, 54?
Well,
what
he loves about to golf, so Palm Springs and
is he any good? Is he a good golfer? How good a golfer is
he?
I
have lots of practice lately.
Yeah. Yeah, it's summertime and living is easy. Let's take a lot of trips. Let's have a lot of fun. The rest of the world falls apart. It's okay. We'll deal with it in September.
Or
see you in September. Okay, so I've had enough of that. 28 after the hour, good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, why is Senator Elizabeth Warren resonating so much with the populist Democratic base?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Why is freshman Senator Elizabeth Warren resonating so well with the populist Democratic base?
Well, it may turn out to be wrong to just label her left, because what she is, in essence, I think, is a populist. And that populism obviously resonates in places like West Virginia and in Kentucky, where Alison Grimes may very well beat Mitch McConnell. So we're going to have a kind of test case over the next few months, and I don't know the answer yet, about her popularity, her appeal, her capacity to move voters because she's populist.
Well, she represents a post-Clinton and even in some respects a post-Obama kind of politics that is more populist, and it's a populist moment in both parties in the country at large. But there's left populism and there's right populism. Mm-hmm. And the left populism emphasizes issues like income inequality and corporate profits and crony capitalism. And the right populism, you know, there's some overlap there, emphasizes crony capitalism, but a much more emphasis on big government as a threat to middle American mores.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet.
It's another beautiful day on the radio. I said I wanted to add some energy to your day. It's Friday the 25th of July. About time for us to get energized, like Conrad with the battery on his shoulder there. We all have liked that over the years. That's of all the great things that he did in his career, that's the one most people remember.
The Robert Conrad. Not this. I dare you. Knock this off my shoulder.
Exactly. All right. So Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are working over the stories of the day, things that are of interest and import. Political news. Interesting midterm primary races as the primaries continue. Tuesdays are the day when people vote. Pretty interesting. There's a race in Mississippi. Thad Cochran, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Thad, right? Was challenged by, I think this guy was a Tea Party guy too, wasn't he? The challenger who had lots of support. And the old-time Republicans did a number on him, or at least have tried to. There's a recount. So what's happening with that, Kenny? When this fellow, I forget his name, who came pretty much from nowhere, got in the faces of the Republican hierarchy. It's pretty interesting. I was listening to a conversation on a radio program where the chairman of the Republican National Committee went on and basically ripped Haley Barbour and his cronies in Mississippi from one side of the street to the other because they worked for Cochran to keep him in place when, in fact, this guy was really... Cochran has seen his day. And with a lot of other, not just Republicans, Democrats, politicians, people who are retired, so there's a lot of grassroots support for these new candidates and the new ideas. So the only way they could defeat this guy was to start a rumor that he was a racist, because there are a lot of black voters in Mississippi. And so that seemed to have, at least in the offset, Ken, had some success. But if you really dig down into it, as they investigate it, they find this corruption. So what does that do to the recount, or what does it do to the results of the election? I suppose it's after the fact you can get people to vote anyway. You know, like at least we don't have it here like they do in other places in the world where you don't vote for me, I'll shoot you. But some of the stuff that they came up with is pretty close to that.
Those choices aren't so fun.
Yeah. So what's the what is the latest on that? Do you know?
Well, the recount's over, Fed officially won,
really?
But this guy's not going away, and I don't know whether they're going to try and do a write-in campaign or what they're going to do to try and get him on the ballot in November. There are all kinds of accusations about what went on. They said that Democrats were wooed to vote against this guy.
They came in, they're not supposed to cross. If you vote, this is a runoff because there was a primary already, and he didn't get, neither side got 50.5% of the vote. So
something
you
got to
have another election, and this guy got closer and closer, so the people in power got nervous about it. I've never liked Haley Barbour. I've always thought he was a big phony, a big gas bag, and here he proves it. I don't know anything much about Cochran, but if he's in league with Barbour, then he's a boob. As far as I'm concerned. So then this guy, do write-in candidates work in final elections?
I don't know if there's ever been one, actually.
Yeah, so that's, well, it's a long shot. But anyway, people, you know, there was a survey earlier this week that I thought we ought to talk about, and then I forgot about it, but now it comes back around into my mind. This survey of voters, because now many states have held their primary elections so they can see who's going to the end slot in November. And so far, the record low turnouts are, according to the questions asked to voters in the survey, are the result of these kinds of shenanigans. The old-style politics, the rotten-to-the-core politicians who do anything to stay in office. Remember the teapot? Do you ever study the Teapot Dome scandal?
No, I did. It doesn't ring a bell. Remind me.
It doesn't ring a bell? Oh, wait a minute. I forgot.
You ring a bell today.
That's the bell. Sounds like the chimes that they use in Downton Abbey. Please come up to room 3. The Teapot Dome scandal was all about big money, corrupting politics, and this was in the 30s, it was in the early 30s, I think. The same kind of thing going on now, but it was horrific, the amount of money and corruption in politics that was taking place at that time. It was during the Hoover administration, if I remember correctly. And I remember seeing some of the cartoons when I was studying political science. I think it was even U.S. history during our, was it the Harding administration? Thank you, Michael. So it was before Hoover. Anyway, the essence of it is the same color that we see on politics today. And because of the power that comes of being in these political offices, whether the people make the money themselves that are in the office or they're taking care of the people who got them elected in the first place, it's pretty damned discouraging. And we're trying to encourage more and more people to get involved in the process.
But why would you?
But yet people are staying at home because they don't like the choices.
Right.
They don't like the way things are being conducted.
They don't feel like their vote counts.
No,
really.
And in some cases it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Just go vote in Chicago. Try that one on for size. Anyway, I think it's a reality that we got to do something about, not just... I mean, one of the things that discourages people also are the kinds of shenanigans. Now, you can say that it's right or wrong or true or false or whatever you want to. There's a new book out this week called Clinton Inc., and one of the theories in the book from the writer Daniel Halper, I think is his name? Halper. One of the things is that he theorizes, anyway, that Bill Clinton is trying to sabotage Hillary's presidential campaign because he wants to be remembered as the Clinton president. Where's the glue?
Really? I think he would love to be back in the White House again.
I don't see that. And he calls upon a circumstance that happened during the Obama race where Clinton might have done something differently that would have done Hillary more good. Although what?
What if this kind of, I mean, how does he have his arrangement? You know, we also heard this week that, what was it, Ron Kessler wrote a book about all the secret lives of the presidents, and that he has a long-term girlfriend that they have codename Energizer, and that as soon as Hillary goes out stomping around, then this woman comes to Bill's house, and they hang out till Hillary comes back.
You think it would be that obvious?
If that is true, do you think that would ruin it? I mean, how could he do that in the White House? Wouldn't people see it?
Well, he didn't have to live in the White House. He didn't have to be.
He did that in the White House for a while before Matt Drudge got a hold of it.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Practice makes perfect.
He's got one of those tunnels. He just tunnels them in.
Yeah, right. This is a lot of hooey. Anyway, but it's very. It is distracting in a sense. It really is kind of distracting. 888-3- Well, it does. This guy has sold a lot of books. Is it number one already on the? I bet it's number one on the. On the bestseller list, nonfiction. I'll bet it is. All right. People love to read.
The list comes out on Sunday.
All right.
Might be.
Let me know, Ken, please. 888.
I'll get back to you on that.
Thank you very much. 302-3684. Okay, so let's see. What else? Oh! Perfect! Jennifer! I'm expecting your lawn to die.
You should, because we're not allowed to water it anymore.
Your lawn has broken, morning has broken, water shortage has broken. But did you ever water that lawn? That lawn was not really...
You are so rude. My lawn, yes, I water the lawn, and it's green. What do you think of my house? You think it's, like, all broken down? I take total offense to it. My house is very, very nice. I've done a very good job.
You've done a wonderful job.
If I do say so myself.
Yes, you have. Right. It stands out like a sore thumb in that neighborhood. It's beautiful. Nice job.
Wow.
Anyway, the...
backhanded compliment is killing me.
The drought, the water shortage in California. And so now, this is typical of the state of California. I saw this in the newspaper or something when I was there on Monday. So the state wants you to kill your lawn. They'll give you money to replace the lawn so that you have something that
looks... Drought-resistance garden.
Right, yeah. It looks nice, but... It doesn't have to be water.
It's rocks.
Right, yeah. But in order to do that, you have to kill it. If you have a nice lawn, you got to kill it first. So there are people that are getting written up, at least in my neighborhood in Santa Monica. People get you get written up for everything. Somebody, the city or the county of Los Angeles sends me a bill every year for $25 for the inspector who supposedly comes to look at the trees on my property. Yeah. I don't have any trees on my property, and I throw the bill away.
Well, he's got to look at them to make sure that you still don't have any trees.
Well, yeah. Can you
and you're making, wait a second. You're making fun of my house, and you don't have a tree on that dump you have? Really nice.
There's a tree out
really
front.
Really nice.
There's a tree out front.
Well, then you're lying.
It's not on my property. No. Yeah, right. It's so California. If it wasn't so the crazy stuff is funny, amusing, but yet it's expensive.
The big story this week is that we all of us in Southern California got cards in the mail. I don't know about Northern California, but I know LADWP customers got these cards in the mail that says you can only water your lawn on staggered days. So basically, if you're an odd-numbered address, it's Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, and, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, nobody waters.
Monday, well, how does happy day start?
Sunday, Monday, happy day.
Well,
I'll tell you what. Don't wrap me out, but I haven't changed my schedule. And then they want you to only water certain hours. So not only am I, I'm blatantly watering at 9 a.m. every day of the week. So take that, government.
Yeah.
My dad says he's coming over to help me reset them this weekend.
There you go.
But then they're giving citations in Riverside County. They're giving citations to these people whose lawn died because they weren't allowed to water.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So you get a citation.
Right.
If your lawn dies, but, you know, on the other hand, don't water your lawn.
Yeah. That's how crazy. That's about, again, back to they send you a $25 bill to inspect your wood. Get lost. I'm not paying a $25 bill. Go jump in the lake or the Los Angeles River, which is just behind my house.
It's pretty dry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, most of the time. All right, so there is California news. Californication. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where it's summer clearance time. Say it again, Doug. It's summer clearance time. Actually, I was going to say it was summer clearance sale time, put the words together because I get paid by the word, make it a little bit easier for them to pay me for the announcement that will lead you to take action and buy some Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Why should you buy Heart Factors Plus? Well, it's the most successful supplement Chamonix has ever developed in the 20 years in business. More people are buying Heart Factors Plus, mostly because it seems obvious it does you a whole world of good. So when you dial 800-577-8560 at the moment, not only will you get Heart Factors Plus, which has a miracle amino acid that widens your arteries, brings blood to your muscles, your brain, your heart, better circulation, blood pressure where it's supposed to be, all those good things. 800-577-8560 is also the number to buy. To expect when you order Heart Factors Plus, you're going to get a new Chamonix product that's really cool. It's a CoQ10 fish oil supplement. You're going to get 3 bottles of that free when you order Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560, Heart Factors Plus. Try it absolutely risk-free, but I'm telling you, you'll keep taking it. I take one every single day. It's great in all kinds of ways. Help yourself to health and good circulation. 800-577-8560.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Lumber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick plate for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. How about this? You've heard all these stories about, remember the ex-policeman that shot the guy with a popcorn in the theater? And yeah. Then there's the other stories, schools getting shot up, college campuses getting shot up. Here's a twist on that. There's a doctor who apparently in Philadelphia, he runs a psychiatric clinic. He used his own gun to halt an armed attacker at the clinic.
Oh.
The caseworker died in the shootout, but under the circumstances, the gun rights boys and girls say, look, see, this prevented further violence. We've told you all along, if you have guns with you, they will keep down the violence in a circumstance like this. I find this hard to imagine that a doctor would be carrying a gun in a hospital, but then I guess knowing what inner city Philadelphia is all about, maybe it's a good idea. Be like Detroit or Chicago. carry a gun. Everybody's, not everybody, but a lot of people are carrying guns. And you wouldn't, I just, it seems foreign to me that a doctor would carry a gun.
Doctor, he might be a concealed carry guy and just likes to carry.
Yeah, but it just seems oxymoronic to me.
Saving lives, and is that what you mean?
Well, I know. I'm trying to think of a doctor in his white coat. He's got a gun in one of his. It just doesn't compute with me.
Make sure he picks up the stethoscope.
Doc Holliday. There you go. That's it. Ken's got it. Doc Holliday. So that's that story. 51 after the hour on the Storyville Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBloomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's Tech Talk time now on the Doug Good Day program. A lot of things to shuffle through during this portion of the program. So let's get right to, first of all, Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you today about how to get more selfie Facebook likes online. You take a picture of yourself. That's a selfie. Got it? Facebook likes. How do you get them if you need them? We'll tell you that story, or Shelley will, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, science has cracked the code on one of today's most important mysteries. How do I get the most likes on my selfie when I post it online? Selfies, pictures you take of yourself and share on social media, are one of the hottest trends in tech right now. So a PhD student at MIT developed an algorithm based on 2 million selfies that can predict how popular a selfie will be. If you want to maximize your likes, here are a few tips to take a great selfie. Brighter colors, especially yellows and pinks, draw the eye and tend
to generate more likes. That's also true of pictures with more people in it. The study found that selfies with other people were more popular than selfies in front of scenery. Adding tags to photos is important too, because then they'll show up in more searches. And finally, and this is no secret to advertisers, sex sells. So remember to smile big, wear bright colors, and grab a friend. Thanks, science. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius. Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more for a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
A lot of news this week about Apple. The momentum, anticipation building for the release of their next iPhone, expected to feature a bigger screen. And we all know consumers love that. And the new, we were talking yesterday about the new screen being break-proof. Is that right? Crack-proof?
Right.
They're using some new kind of material for that.
Glass. Some kind of glass.
Some new kind of glass. Okay, so that's one thing affecting Apple. There's a video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Kind of a cool thing. This is from Jimmy Kimmel's program. He sent somebody out onto the streets to see what people thought about Apple's new iWatch. So, of course, there's no such thing as the iWatch, but it made for interesting conversation. Here's a clip from those interviews.
So we're here with the latest from Apple. It's the iTime smartwatch. Would you like to take a look?
Awesome.
What's awesome about this watch?
It looks a lot like something that's affordable. It's lightweight.
Do you like that it tells you the date as well as the time?
Yes, I think that's a neat feature, actually.
Do you like that it displays like time as well as date?
$20 Casio.
I do, indeed.
This is an old Casio watch.
And it's kind of like old school,
it has an
but
Apple logo
it's still
on the back
style, you know?
It's still classic Apple style.
Right.
It's nice rubber wristband. I do like the big numbers, easy to see.
It displays not only the hour, but the minute and the second. And you can also just look at it and know what day of the week it is.
Right.
Is this impressive to you?
Yeah, it's. I would wear it.
Are you excited that it's always in airplane mode?
Always in airplane mode? Oh, no, that's good. That's good. Definitely saves on some battery.
It has an alarm.
An alarm? You need to wake up, so...
It also has a countdown, and it has a stopwatch. It's water resistant. Are you impressed by those features?
I'm pretty impressed. Those are the things I would ask for in a watch.
Do you like the fact that it's water resistant, that
right.
It has a battery?
Anyway, pretty. Kimmel does come up with some good things, even though I think
a
he's
little
a
little bits, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good bit. Pretty funny, since it was an old Casio watch.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.